This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. This is Jerome Anthony and you're tuned into the Market Podcast, where we are going to give you all the developments of what happened in the market the past week and what to expect in the coming week. We have Money Control editor Santosh Nair, who's going to tell us all about the market activity. Hi and welcome to the show, Santosh.
Hi, Jerome.
Good to have you here.
Same here.
So, Santosh, how did the market perform this past week?
Well, a sharp downtrend seen this week. You saw the major indices Nifty and Sensex breaking key technical levels. Mm-hmm. Brokers are saying that the Finance Ministry's decision not to give any tax relief to foreign portfolio investors,
right,
that is being seen as a negative. In fact, the government has asked that foreign portfolio investors who are right now registered under the trust structure,
right,
that they need to convert themselves into a corporate structure, mm-hmm, if they want to be exempt from the surcharge. So
okay,
that has disappointed the market because they were expecting that the government would soften its stance. That didn't happen, and so much of the selling that happened today is being attributed to that,
okay,
disappointment over the government's rigid stance.
Right.
But even otherwise, there's the negative news flow is quite high at this point, be it domestic or global. So all that is weighing on sentiment.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign funds are not selling heavily, but there is very little buying in the market at this point. So it's not actually heavy selling that's dragging the market down. So if
okay,
you speak to brokers and fund managers, they say that it's more the lack of buying support,
mm-hmm,
in the market. There is just not enough buying, and that is leading to quite a steep fall in the prices. Similarly, in the case of mid-cap companies, wherever the corporate earnings have been below expectations,
mm-hmm,
the stocks are getting hammered even further.
Okay.
Already there was a lot of concern whether mid-cap and small-cap companies would be able to deliver on earnings,
mm-hmm,
because the stocks are quite expensive, most of them, if not all of them. They've fallen quite a bit, but if there is just not enough earnings to even,
mm-hmm,
justify current levels,
okay,
that's causing a further decline in the stock prices. You saw that in the case of companies like DCB, Tata Elxsi, Mindtree,
mm-hmm,
RBL Bank. All these stocks took quite a beating after,
right,
the numbers were announced. So the mood is quite bearish at,
okay,
this point. So where the indices or stock prices to fall further, you could then probably see more people coming out and selling in panic more than anything else. So the negative was clearly sentiment. It was not the case, at least till a couple of weeks back, where prices were moving in a narrow range.
Right.
But now they're breaking out of the range,
okay,
on the downside.
Okay. Looks like an effect of the budget announcements.
It's a combination of many things, not just one factor alone. Of course, the budget that was clearly a negative,
right,
as far as the market is concerned,
right,
not maybe where the government is concerned.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the investors have not taken to that kindly. But even otherwise, when you have a lot of negative news around, like China's economic growth is slowing,
right,
then back home, you know, trade deficit narrowed down, but exports fell close to 10%,
mm-hmm,
in June.
Right.
Asian Development Bank has lowered India's GDP growth forecast to 7% for the current year.
Right.
Auto dealers are saying that there are fewer cars being registered.
Right.
Ashok Leyland has shut down one of its facility,
mm-hmm,
from July 16 to 24th because demand is weak. So you just open the papers and you know you got more of negative news coming, and that's clearly weighing on sentiment at this point.
All right. So moving on, what about key earnings that happened this week?
So among the major earnings announcement this week, you had Avenue Supermart, where the net profit rose about 32%.
Right.
Wipro reported a slight decline in its first quarter net profit.
Mm-hmm.
Then you had ACC, where the net profit was up by close to about 39%. Dabur reported a 13% increase in quarterly net profit. Hindustan Zinc saw an 8% decline in its net profit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been broadly a mixed bag.
All right. What about the rains? It has reduced the deficit, but on the market front?
Well, market is not too focused on monsoon at this point because,
okay,
they've got bigger worries. Clearly, there is a liquidity crunch
right.
in the market mm-hmm. at this point. Mm-hmm. That is what is worrying them. The ILFS fiasco continues to take its toll.
Right.
You had the CARE MD and CEO Rajesh Mukashi being asked to go on leave pending completion of the inquiry
mm-hmm.
of an anonymous complaint received by SEBI. Now, he's the second MD and CEO to go on leave after Naresh Thakkar of ICRA 2 had been asked to go on leave.
Right.
So, the crisis in the NBFC sector is not over. You have more bad news coming from DHFL, almost incremental bad news coming mm-hmm. every other day.
Right.
Financial services companies which need capital badly at this point are not finding it easy to raise capital.
Okay.
So it is slightly a gloomy scene out there.
Okay. So any good news looking forward to next week?
Well, it's the earnings season, so the focus right. will continue to be on that.
Mm-hmm.
Among the big companies that will be announcing their numbers next week, we have Kotak Mahindra Bank, TVS Motors, HUL, M&M Finance, Z, Ambuja Cement, Bajaj Finserv, Bajaj Finance. Now, Bajaj Finance already, you had a profit warning of sorts the week before mm-hmm. last mm-hmm. when Sanjeev Bajaj said that, you know, they were seeing a slowdown in demand.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Bank of Baroda, Tata Motors is a big one, Bajaj Auto, JSW Steel, Maruti, ICICI Bank. So all the big numbers next week. So we could expect a fair bit of volatility.
All right. Lastly, Santosh, with the income tax filing happening, we've been getting a lot of listener queries rather on filing taxes. But today we have a very, candid question from a person called Ajay, who wants to know if the government's target of India becoming a 5 trillion economy in the next 5 years, is it just a vision statement?
Well, you can get there, but you need to do many other things to help the economy get there. It's not just about increasing production. There are many other factors like strengthening your judiciary, reforms in education and healthcare.
Right.
All these things also need to be addressed. So unless you're going to have a very broad-based approach, you just can't take the economy to 5 trillion just by ramping up production. So
mm-hmm.
the intent is clearly there,
okay.
but you need or the other corresponding measures also. So much will depend on how the government addresses those factors.
All right. Thank you so much, Santosh, for your valuable inputs.
Thanks. Pleasure was mine.
Well, that's a wrap on this episode of The Market Podcast. In case you have any query and you want Santosh to answer that, please do write to us on mcpodcast@nw18.com. I'd repeat, that's mcpodcast@nw18.com. For more news, views and updates, stay logged on to Money Control. Thanks for listening.